This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I got on my galoshes and my slicker and I go trudging down there into the basement and I say, "Water, I cast thee out from here." Nothing.
Yeah.
So deep breath, you know, because I'm working on this.
Yeah.
I know I've got a bit of a temper
accepting
issue.
The things you cannot do spells on.
Right, right.
You
but
know?
I say, okay, let's take two, LOL. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I say, water, with all respect, I cast thee out from here. And the water, of course, now starts roiling.
Wow.
So disrespectful. At me, it's roiling. In my home.
Is it hot? Is it making your galoshes hotter?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Wow. Those are my former galoshes. Those are my old galoshes.
Wow, because they got so hot.
I'm picking them out of my toenails.
You're picking your galoshes out of your toenails?
Yeah. I'm picking my galoshes out of my toenails.
Wow.
Because the water, which was being, excuse me, ladies, B-I-T-C-H.
Wow.
Was being a little bit of a B-I-T-C-H, melted my galoshes into my feet. And then I spend the rest of the night casting spells on my feet instead of the water. Which is not how I wanted my weekend to go.
Yeah. So you're picking your glasses.
No, they
out
weren't
your feet with
no, they weren't working, Hayes. No, none of the spells worked.
Okay. Okay.
Is that the whole that's what you want to hear? No, none of the spells worked.
I think you need a W-I-T-C-H.
Yeah.
Well, and that's yes, and excuse
the positive
me,
but form.
That's the good one.
That's the good one. The good
the
bitch.
The scarlet B word. Imagine.
Dude.
Imagine what the scarlet B word would be like.
I'm tripping out on this.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, Marvel comes out with a new one. Oh, it's the scarlet B word.
I'm just imagining.
Look, it's 2023. We want the show to make more money.
Money.
You can't you can't spell bread without Deborah is what I like to say. we got the three busy breads in the house.
Wow. Famously known for making people a lot of money.
That's it. It's time to cash in. Cha-ching. We don't care about, you know, the content so much as we just need to get paid.
Three busy bread bros.
Three
bread bras.
Bread bras. Three
no,
busy bread
no,
bras.
No, I didn't say that.
That's
no,
not
that's
what
not
you
what
said,
I said,
actually.
Yeah, you
actually,
did.
Hayes, if you were even listening,
yeah,
she
just,
pronounced
you
it a little
straight
different.
Straight up did.
She said, what is this, women talking? Yes.
I just want to say, if people weren't here, we just started recording. That is the third time Mitra has said that.
So let's do a follow. I want to follow up on our last. Actually, before we follow up, I think it would be, given how this stuff has sort of played out for our last two records, I think it would be great to set the
next
one.
Has there been two? There's been one,
There's
but
been
I guess
one.
It felt like two to you.
Well,
what
that,
the fuck
that
is
That feeling
happening?
When the podcast why, like, so funny feels like two?
This is the second one.
But you said the past two records.
Yeah, this is one. Well, the scheduling for this one has taken place. God willing. I mean, I half expect you all to just be like, suddenly the next 15 minutes of this you're booked for.
It's not even that we're booked. It's that we keep getting COVID.
Or
yeah.
Or someone has to take
COVID is a
kid
kind of
school.
Booked. You You can say you booked COVID. Booked it.
Booked it. We booked COVID.
Booked and busy getting COVID again.
I actually forgot to say, and this is a joke, but it's real, that I have a hard out because I did break a tooth in half. But I didn't mention the hard out, so it's on
show
me.
Teeth. Oh, show
that's a really bad case of COVID. When COVID busts your tooth in half.
Wait, Alyssa, which part of that was the joke?
The hard out, I guess. I do have a hard out, but I didn't mention it, so don't worry about it. It's more.
But
like,
you did break.
How'd you do in it?
Part of her tooth had a hard out.
Yeah, it popped out and scurried away.
Well, not hard enough. eating peanuts with the shells on, or what's going on? What did you do?
Coconut chimp.
Pistachios.
Coconut chimp.
Coconut chimp.
Wait, really?
I had two cracked teeth. I had two cracked teeth last week. My retainer was too tight.
I think the situation is that it wasn't that the coconut chip was particularly hard, although I am interested in pursuing legal action. But but I think
careful.
The tooth so weak, ready to fly, had a nightmare in real life. Tooth came out.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Should I get a gold one?
Yes.
Tooth so weak had me like.
Tooth so weak. Tooth weak AF.
Tooth so weak had me like, ouch.
Yeah.
Can we? And so are we able to see it or maybe does it look normal now? Is there any possibility that there was kind of too much going on there?
Don't you see that hole?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that is.
There's no video for this episode, Hayes. You know that.
Yeah.
Eating coconut chips is low-key goated when cracking tooth is the vibe.
What if that was the last thing you ever said?
Speechless. You had us all holding our breath.
I want Sandy to live forever, but I also want those to be her last words.
So, Kevin, do any date? You just like throw out some dates, and we can just like get it on the books.
Yes,
yeah. Because this has been like such a like.
Let's just make sure we get the next
gruesome
one
ordeal.
But wasn't it you who had
it? Was you
conflict?
Someone had to take a baby.
Oh, that was Sean.
I had to do something with my
this baby doesn't go anywhere. It's like a baby. It doesn't like it lives at home.
Mm-hmm. It
baby who lives at home.
Mm-hmm. One of mine had to go somewhere for something.
Oh, you have a stay at home doing. Baby.
Can I say something? Can I interrupt and say something?
Let me think about it.
All right.
I've gotten in trouble in the past for just immediately reacting to this kind of question.
Well, let's debate.
And I'd like to take a beat.
We can debate whether or not Alyssa can say something.
Well, that's good. That's interesting. Sandy, do you have a particular opinion on this? Like, you know Alyssa better than I do.
I think a little. Alyssa, you know, she does like to say things. I think that when allowed to say things, she'll say them, but she should be given time to think about them.
Is there a precedent for just something she said previously that we can be like, just so we can kind of know just one example of the kind of thing that
she
we might
said,
be?
What is this, women talking?
I want to cut in and say that there's probably a lot of examples of times I've wanted to say something and I shouldn't have. And for anyone to give one would both be doing me a disservice in terms of the types of things I can say that I have said in the past, and would show me in a light that I think is stupider than I'd like to be seen as. If that makes sense. So.
Okay, I'm connecting to that. I just want to, like, so for me, I always try to, maybe this is a flaw as a host, maybe it's my greatest quality, but I do try to imagine the listener's experience.
Aw.
And I know for me, just being in this Zoom with all these people, it's been pretty unpleasant so far. And we do need some kind of system to move forward. So this is nice that Alyssa, you know, submitted to the floor that perhaps you would be able to say something. And now we've explored it. I don't know about you guys. I'm leaning no. Just because so many people are saying things, I just don't think we're going to have time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say, well, here's what I'll say now. We've given her now time to think about what she's going to say. So I think that now that she's had the time, she can make her decision about whether or not what she was going to say should be said.
Yeah. Well, she even said something about what she was going to say. And I got to say, just getting that sneak preview, it didn't seem great.
Yeah.
That was not a reflection on things I say in the future, I want to point out. That was a reflection on things I said in the past. Mm-hmm.
I was quiet for a second because I was putting myself... I was putting myself in the mind of the listener, and I did end up becoming entrapped there, like in the cell. And they did have to send in a team to extricate me. This all happened, of course. Time works differently in the mind of the listener.
Oh.
You know?
Aw, that's
Yeah.
I love how time works in the life of the performer.
Talk about that. Can we talk about that instead of whatever the Alyssa's thing is? That sounds really interesting to me.
Well, time slows down in the mind of a performer. You're able to be so present when you're out on that stage. You're looking out at the faces that are looking up and perhaps sometimes lit, sometimes not. And there's so many
times. And it is for everyone. Listen, we're talking about live theater here.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're smiling. Sometimes they're scowling.
Yeah.
That could be their own trip, or it could be quite often what you're doing.
But these days, what with our new normal, oftentimes can't see mouth at all.
These days, I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do.
Could Kevin, maybe Kevin could share some of these days.
Monday, yeah. January 1st, 2024.
I'm currently booked that day.
I am as well. Okay. I'm going to be booked that day.
I'm free if you want to just have me on.
Oh, a tell-all.
Oh, wow. I can clear it up just to get a one-on-one with Alyssa and kind of sort through so that the real recording does go well.
That's my water day. January 1st, I'm doing my water for the whole year.
Wow.
You're doing it?
January 1st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's smart.
I have this special Nalgene. That it has all my water for the whole year. I just do it. And it's like one day that's like, that. Obviously that day is bad.
It's an Nalgene that you can drive, isn't it? It has an engine and wheels.
Yes.
And you
that's literally the only way to transport it like home from the store. And the store is like, obviously can only sell only one of them. Cause it's like almost as big as a store. But every day after that is like amazing. The first day like sucks, but like every day after that is really bad.
Guess you could say there are many ways of water.
Whoa.
Avatar.
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 Or shapes even.
Avatar.
Or shapes. Yeah. Could have been
the
shapes.
Fish. Fuck
shapes
the fish.
Of water. Yeah.
Hated that movie. Worst movie.
I hated it because you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Yeah. It's just like, it's damaging, right? To go like, hey, Alyssa,
if this is what you want to say, if you need, like, you were kind of almost chewing on your shirt, it seemed like it might make you feel better. If you need to do that, you could absolutely put like some of your shirt in your mouth or like whatever.
Hayes talking about the clothes yet again.
Hayes and women's clothes.
Bingo card.
Hayes singling out our clothes.
Amazing. And yeah, so now, like,
that is it is amazing, garb. Isn't it, Hayes? Isn't it amazing that you
so
love to
now,
talk about our clothes and what we're wearing?
And so now
every
in this society,
toxic,
and
toxic.
now the handmaids are no longer to even have their clothes discussed in public. The handmaids must always maintain propriety and never have their clothes be brought up. Unbelievable!
I can't even watch The Handmaid's Tale because I'm living it.
I don't even know. It's not even like watching. It's like I'm looking. It's like a mirror. Not me in the mirror, obviously, but it's like I'm looking.
But like your empathy in a mirror?
Yes.
Yes. I often think, I think I'm watching Handmaids. I go, wow, this latest Handmaids is a really good episode. And then I realize I'm just looking out the window at the street.
No, exactly.
And seeing
like,
life.
Exactly.
What's happening in the street right now is insane.
It should be illegal.
Sometimes when I think I'm watching Handmaids and then I go, I'm watching my hands
made the pasta.
That's amore.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl live streams a few games and chats with listeners on his new series, Play No Games. The boys teach me a new language on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these bonus shows and live streams at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG. Upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
So I want to talk a little bit about accountability and give space to Alyssa, who has admitted that she keeps leaning into the mic and promised to stop, actually.
I sent that message in confidence.
This is the most active chat. There's four messages in the chat. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
And before you two came on the Zoom, I spoke with Kevin about how I was using a microphone I haven't used before, and I was concerned about the sound recording. And now I keep leaning into the mic, and now I'm being called out about a private message that
I sent. No, you're being called in, Alyssa. You're being called in.
Mm-hmm.
Into the mic.
Big difference.
I was creating space to honor your accountability because I think we don't see that enough in podcasting.
Agreed.
I agree completely.
Sean, is there anything you feel that you could be accountable for?
Yeah, I think I should be talking more. I think here I am. I'm the host. You know, I have the responsibility to kind of lay the foundation for this episode to be successful. Mm-hmm. And I've been letting all of you and the listeners down by not talking over everyone.
You feel that this podcast is currently going poorly.
I hate to label it as going poorly or being a bad episode, but I think at some point we have to face facts, and if we're gonna land this plane. You know.
Okay, so what do we need to do? Do we need to drop some truth bombs? Do we need to, like...
That would be powerful if anyone has, like, a confession or something that could...
And I think that we
conceivably
need to
go viral.
Right, we could go viral.
I think we need to be asking to speak before we do, like I tried to do earlier.
So putting some thought into this is important. Like, instead of just everyone just, like, popping off with, like, their little ideas... Last time we recorded this, our conversation had like real consequences. I think we can just say it. We talked a lot about needing to shave some budget off of the Three Busy Debras TV show.
We got ultimate budget shave.
They ultimately decided to cut 150% of the budget, which I didn't know.
Yeah, they made us give the money back that they made us.
I'd never seen that before, but like.
That feeling when you cut the budget so hard the show does not exist anymore.
It was really funny, though, to do that whole podcast knowing that we were canceled and then not tell you until we stopped recording.
I guess that was better for me, too. I didn't want to like come up with a different idea or something. So I was actually really grateful for that.
That would be exhausting. Kevin does every damn episode knowing he's canceled.
Dang.
This little freak show. This fucker.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am seeing a combined 57 emails between our two episodes. And so I'm wondering if rescheduling more, because our last episode was in Vulture.
Wow.
What?
It was?
Vulture app.
So the longer it takes to schedule, the more impactful the episode. We got a show killed and we got a write-up.
Wow. Wow.
This one's going to get me assassinated.
Society. Yeah, I guess our show can make a difference. You know, as we talk about, obviously, it's funny, right? Like, it's right there. It took a long time to schedule, and you're called the Busy Debras. You're too busy to schedule, and you're the busy, Bread Bros.
The Brizzy Bread Bros.
See, that's exactly how I said it. And everyone is just like moving right along. It's like so crazy. This like
okay, let's do. Okay, let's
this
deal
is handmade.
This is positively Orwellian. Right,
this is seriously handmade Orwellian.
This is seriously unprecedented.
This is seriously our cartoon president did.
Okay, we're tuning out the news.
We are tuning out the news right now.
We are tuning out the news. You have to.
So you can hear the dulcet tones of women talking.
Because if I tune in the news, it's Handmaids.
tune my news out, please.
So as long as we're like, go ahead.
No, I was just talking about like busyness and the business. And, we're very busy too. And because you are so busy, one thing I want to talk about, I haven't even told Hayes this, but I was hoping you could help us
kind of crack. You want notes on the pilot?
I want to, no. No.
Yeah, I mean, yes, but not in this format. Not in this context at all.
What I would like is help kind of nailing down a more impactful away message. Like Hayes and I have a shared AIM account, and we want our away message to kind of be like funny, flirty, cool, but also send the important information, which is like we are not available.
Can't talk right
we
now.
We are away.
Can't talk right now. I'm fucking.
I was literally gonna say can't talk. Getting fucked.
Can't talk. Getting my gaper filled in quotes from Bart Simpson.
wait. The from Bart Simpson.
Like the quote is from Bart. Bart Simpson is saying. Bart saying talk right now.
Oh, okay. I'm not getting fucked by Bart Simpson.
I thought you meant like getting my gaper filled. By Bart Simpson.
No, it's a quote from Bart Simpson for the away message. It's sort of fun and flirty. Can't talk right now.
Is the fun part of getting your what?
No, that's the funny part.
That's
so
the funny.
Can't talk right now. Having
funny,
fun
flirty.
Getting my gaper filled. In yes. quotes, Bart Simpson.
is that flirty?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's about sex and anything sexual is flirtatious. Flirtatious.
And mm-hmm. and knowing that like that possibility is out there will entice the viewer.
Okay. It's funny, it's flirty, it's cool because I know Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
But that's the funny
possibility
part.
Is there for Bart Simpson. Like you're kind of
No, it's really. A quote from Bart Simpson.
I know. Bart that, that's said what it. I'm saying.
Oh,
Bart
okay.
Simpson said that.
From the
Bart
Samsons.
Simpson said that.
But then I'm worried it doesn't give you any information about me.
Yeah. You love The Simpsons and you condone gaper filling.
Uh-huh. And you identify as a Bart.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we also want to just stay like pretty neutral on that, at least on this show.
Mm-hmm. Like, on The Simpsons?
We just kind of represent, like, we still represent Earwolf in a way. You know what I mean?
So do I. Like,
yes, I
bitch.
Know. And so, like,
yeah.
That's, but like, so you know, even when you're like no longer part of the network, like, that's still.
We're still going to like the grill out, like, fourth.
Exactly.
Type
and we still
stuff.
Carry like their reputation yeah. and stuff with us.
We're part
so,
of the
like,
community. And
you
like,
still have
yes,
the.
You're
the,
always going to have
the
that.
Tattoo.
Yes, we have.
And the, you still drive yes. the Earwolf mobile around town promoting the mm-hmm. podcast network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our days we don't get the same like primo shifts that we used to get. Mm. It's usually it's the last day of the month at 2 a.m.
And it's half now there's sort of like an ad deal, so it's half Insomnia cookies, half Earwolf. So you are mostly driving around cookies to people on the USC campus.
And I'm not allowed to listen to podcasts while I'm in there.
The ultimate irony.
There's a blast.
Isn't it?
Delicious.
What am I reading, The New Yorker?
I'm savoring the irony.
Chew into that.
This like is an impression. This is an impression of me reading a New Yorker cartoon.
here's me reading a New Yorker cartoon. Wait, who's saying that?
Here's me reading a New Yorker cartoon. Wait, the therapist did what?
here's me reading a New Yorker cartoon. What are these random letters and numbers? I can't read, man. Bart Simpson.
What are the numbers?
What are these random...
Kevin, do you have any more dates? You look like you have something you want.
And also, Kevin,
say.
You could do you reading a New Yorker cartoon.
Yeah.
We're
Kevin,
going
I have
round
one.
Robin.
I have one more if you want it. I have one more reading
I'll
a
take
New Yorker
Sean's.
Cartoon of me. Okay, this is Kevin reading a New Yorker cartoon. This came out well.
My away message used to be RIP Grandpa. I never met him. He died 20 years before I was born, but I think it like I got a lot of sympathy from people. So
hey, so sorry about your grandpa. God. Yes, that's really good.
I think the assumption was like I was what's at
up
his
with that,
funeral.
What's up with that gaper? Like it just got.
Okay, here's another date. Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024.
That's really close to my birthday, so I don't know if I can.
Yeah, it's Mitra's birthday week, so.
Birthday episode. I'm going to be
making Mitra's birthday present, yeah.
My birthday is in 6 days, so if anyone has anything they want to give me or any advice. No advice. Got it. Okay.
No, well, now I'm just wondering. I am wondering about Kevin's idea because I liked Mitra's initial pitch, but it felt like it was missing something. And I wonder if I could say, like, my grandpa's getting his gaper filled by Bart Simpson in heaven.
Quote, R.I.P. Marge Simpson.
Quote, Marge Simpson. Well, yeah. So then it's
right,
his own great grandfather. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do January 3rd. I'm looking at my calendar now.
You can do the 3rd? Oh,
I can
don't
do January 3rd.
Say the 3rd.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that I cannot do January 6th.
Because you'll be doing it again.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to finish the job.
Yeah.
Okay, February 23rd is a Friday. It's also my half birthday. How does that look for everyone?
23rd. I don't love a prime number.
And is it a leap year? Because that does make a big difference.
Yeah, that kind of messes
that up. It is.
It is a leap year.
Ew.
That's going to fuck us.
Yeah. That's kind of going to mess. I'm unavailable for the leap year. So we probably move into 2024. If that's wait,
this
five.
Is 2024.
Oh
let's look at 5.
Yeah. Oh
no, that's
I did that's I was journaling the other day and I did date it as 2025. So
25, Mitra?
OMG.
To me, it's 2025.
That's like when people ask me how old I am and I go, 24?
I told someone I was 24 the other day. It's I like, put it on a form.
It's like, it just, the brain stopped there.
Uh-huh.
I was, uh-oh.
I'm still writing I'm 24 years old on all my checks.
I'm still writing I'm 24 on all your checks.
Yeah,
okay, I'm still writing. Yeah,
I'm still writing I'm 16 on all those message boards.
Your half birthday is at February 23rd, Kevin. I just want to not, you know.
So that makes your full birthday November 46th?
That's right.
So we're going to need that day, like, if we have, like, I don't know what if we'll have like bad news to deliver to Kevin or something, but we're going to have to do it on that day because any day it's not his birthday, he's like very sad and like very like not in a place where he can get like any negative information at all. On his birthday, there are no one's allowed to like be mean to him or anything on his like actual birthday, of course. And he doesn't have to go to school. His half birthday is kind of like baseline day. We just have to like get everything in on.
That's when we kind of unload on him. He's so fragile the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's where like, he's okay. Like kind of emotionally like totally in harmony is on his half birthday.
Mm-hmm. And on my birthday, I can take a field trip wherever I want.
Into any home, he says.
Yeah. It's like, Kevin, I do think it's interesting that you do make a point of saying that you can go anywhere you want on your field trip, but you have gone to Dax Shepard's podcast recording studio for the past 5 years in a row.
I'm trying to be an armchair expert. He did
what
catch
did he
me sniffing the seat.
Which seat? The armchair seat or the toilet?
That's not the type of expertise. Yeah. Like becoming an expert on the armchair, I don't think like...
Yeah,
taking a big whiff of the seed is. I don't think that's
kind of becoming a cushion expert. Yeah, the guest seat. Every year for my birthday, I go to Dax's house. I bring 3 cans of chewing tobacco. I do a little bit of all of them, which is what he did when he came to Earwolf and I recorded him. So I try to I cut off my sleeves. I have 3 different cans
of flight of chewing tobacco.
Yeah, that's I do a flight of chew.
Sort of a what do they call it?
A flight?
Tasting menu?
Yeah, so yeah, flight.
Yeah, I guess flight.
A flight kind of nailed it. We could punch it down a little bit.
Yeah, I would like to punch it down, personally.
Okay. That's I specialize in that.
Like a bread basket?
Oh, yes, but with many breads?
Yeah.
an assortment
a sampler
of
platter. Well, that's, yeah,
that's sampler.
Cheesecake
Factory. Yeah. Yeah,
Cheesecake Factory bread platter has the pumpernickel and the regular.
Yes, yes, it does. So, and you know what? The pumpernickel is really good.
Of course, that's the classico. Lather it up with the bread. Fill yourself up before your two entrees come out.
The pumpernickel's so good.
So I bring my three cans of chew. I cut off my sleeves, and then I ask the engineer if they can turn only me up in my headphones.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know, but when they say that, I don't know if I can do that, there's going to be a problem.
Mitra, are you holding a lighter?
It's a fireplace lighter.
So yeah, there's like no video. Mitra took a big, long lighter. Yeah, it's like a grill lighter for sure.
She's so sparking she's up sort a of big green egg.
At us.
Yeah. Oh my God, she's loading. Nugs of herb into a big green egg.
Yo.
Holy shit.
She's smoking that doink. She's lighting up a big fat doink right there.
No, she is. She's puffing the Zaza. No, yes. She's puffing the Zaza, yes, you guys. She's blowing bush.
She's zooted off the Zaza.
She's turtled off the turpins.
My kings and queens, she's blowing bush the gentleman style.
She's smoking that ooey gooey cushy wishy. The creepy weeby.
It's legit as if she is one of the figures inside of the screenplay that was written by Hugh Grant's character inside of the movie The Gentleman.
Don't get the reference.
So you must get some of them.
Don't. I know who Hugh None Grant is. I know who Hugh Grant is.
And okay. What a screenplay
well,
you, is.
Well, you've never seen him like that. This.
You've never
you
seen him so writer.
You thought it's not your Grampy's Hugh Grant.
Sorry, I only watch Wednesday on Netflix.
R.I.P. Sorry, Kevin. I didn't mean to bring up your Grampy.
R.I.P.
There should be a movie called Hugh Grant should star in a movie called Huge Grandpa. Why not, right?
Yeah,
Alyssa,
so,
write it.
So, Alyssa, thank you so much. Do please ask for permission to say that in the future.
That would have been an automatic yes, for sure.
Yeah.
But you didn't even know what I was going to say earlier, and that's what's so hilarious.
That's so, sorry.
What's so Hilaria Baldwin?
I was just going to say so Hilaria Baldwin. Wait, by the way, I just saw the video of Alec Baldwin begging people to follow her on Instagram. Did you guys see this video?
No.
Pull it up, Kevin.
Pull it up, Kev. Let's watch.
The craziest video I've ever seen.
Kev, this might save the episode. Pull this up.
Hey, everybody. It's December. Do that again.
It's just
hey, everybody.
Guy.
It's January 5th,
oh
the
my
day before
God.
My wife's birthday. It is my wife.
Born on January 6th.
Birthday tomorrow, January 6th. We don't attach the same significance to January 6th that other people do. We just say it's Ilaria's birthday. I would like to ask you a favor. I would like to ask you a small favor. And that is my wife is just, it seems like she's just centimeters shy of a million followers on Instagram. And I would like to ask you as a birthday gift or even just gesture to my wife, would you follow her on Instagram? Obviously I love my wife. Obviously I'm crazy about my wife. Obviously blah, blah, blah. All the things we all say about people we're in love with. My wife's the most fabulous person I've ever met in my whole life.
He hates her.
That's true. That's true.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
That's
definitely true.
And I just need to say that that is
true. I
would
like as many of you as possible.
I can't like his eyes.
I would like
because she's
really
holding a gun on
great,
the other side of the camera.
Surge of people to follow my wife on Instagram.
Look how many scissors are in the background.
I was just thinking that.
Would you do that for me?
Would you do
follow
that for
my
me?
Wife on Instagram?
He's being Trump.
Yeah.
Ew. End the video.
End it. I'm so close to coming. We have to end the video.
I would like a great, great surge of people to follow. to follow my wife on Instagram.
And I love her. That's true. That's true.
Blah, blah,
true.
Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. All the things you say about people you love, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
She's centimeters shy.
Obviously,
so if we could give her a few extra centimeters tonight.
I like my wife.
he's measuring how close he is, how close she is to having a million followers in how you measure a cervix when it's dilated.
Yes.
It's like there are numbers that can be attached to how close she is to a million. But he went centimeters.
But he's imagining measuring her vagina.
That's what he's doing.
You guys, I filled out a form saying that I wanted to join a boxing gym, and they've called me like 10 times in the past 3 days, and they won't stop texting me, and I don't want to go anymore.
Well, the bad news is they're going to beat you up.
Yeah, that's not the kind of place you want to turn your back on.
Yeah, they're boxers.
Okay, you don't want to join? Just come once, and you'll get a very good boxing lesson.
A boxing lesson you'll never forget.
Hey, it's Michelle again.
Oh, God, not Michelle.
Michelle with one L texted me again just now.
It's always one L.
Hey, was just punching a thing and thinking about you.
No!
Wow, look at all those long texts.
There's so many texts. They're so long. That's like the text I sent. Disgusting.
That's like the text you send to women you have on the podcast.
At night, every night.
I'm just
I like to get
That's
all the
funny.
Information out. No. Go on.
Michelle and Dax Shepard.
I've dished it out really, enough. I should be able to take it.
Really taking heat on this show.
I respect Michelle. She just needs to leave me alone.
Well, Mitra, you made a fatal mistake. You filled out a form. And as we all know, that is a binding contract.
Mm-hmm.
Being contacted.
I do regret being interested in trying something new.
Can you block the number?
It's never gone well.
I can block the number, but I do. There is a part of me that is like, I did want to try boxing.
I know. But, I want to try it as well. We can.
It's
just
gonna mess
up
your. It's gonna mess up your whole pottery style. That's what I'm really worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just going to sit next to the heavy bag and just kind of like put a hand on either side of it and like try to like shape it.
Mm-hmm. Videos of me wailing on a bag of clay.
I feel like I need a new hobby. Alyssa's got her new hobbies. Mm-hmm. Mitra has her new hobbies. I don't.
Is this a tooth?
Crew, wait.
Are we talking about Alyssa?
Is the like tooth Alyssa's a hobby at this point?
Losing half a tooth?
Yes. Yeah, for about two hours every morning, I just shove my tongue in the hole where the tooth broke off, and that feels really amazing. I like to feel the pain. No, I've started horseback riding.
Oh, wow.
And it's
Does
awesome.
Does the horse know? I don't know what that means.
Don't tell the horse.
Just felt, it's like the shape of something you might say.
I've started, like, I've started non-consensual horseback riding.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I think that's important because the same way that Alec Baldwin has to say, and that is true, and that is true.
That is true.
I do love my wife, and that is true.
I do love my wife.
When we are kidding, I think we should have to say, and we are kidding. And the horses consent.
Okay, starting now, I'm kidding. For the rest of the episode, I'll be kidding.
Yeah,
me too.
Everything
as well.
You said before was serious.
Kevin, mark this. I'm going to be kidding. Yeah, I'm going to be kidding for the next 3 minutes.
Well, next 19 minutes. We're going the full hour. 19 minutes, the Jodi Picoult novel. Anyone read that?
No.
No.
About a school shooting.
It's in my cart. 19
minutes. Is it really?
Okay, I'm kidding. Sorry.
Wow. Okay, guys, time for a game. It's called What's in Your Cart? Everybody say what's in their cart.
What's in your cart, Sandy?
40 pounds of cat litter.
What kind?
Yeah, you know I'm doing that pine litter. Smells amazing.
I have a neon green string bikini. For real.
Wow. You guys get together? Imagine.
Meet you rolling around in that cat litter.
Swimming around in it.
Can't like
doing like Busby Berkeley style choreographed performance.
Mm-hmm.
Stomp.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's my cart. And two two 12 packs of Spindrift.
Nice.
They're spiking it these days. Look out. Whoa. I just saw at the store.
There's alcohol Spindrift? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is spiked.
That's
up.
Crazy. Yeah. That's the craziest fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, you got to get out more. Or actually, you got to come on this show more, because we talk about some of the most twisted and fucked up stuff happening in society today. And like, the Spindrift thing is the tip of the iceberg. But there is a guy with a syringe full of tequila who is going around and spiking all the Spindrifts at the store.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, yeah, there is a guy. Yeah.
So for kids on Halloween, they get their precious Spindrift, and then it's spiked with tequila.
You think it's
y'all
safe,
watching local news again?
Do you guys remember those emails that would go around where it was like, when you go to the gas station, be careful because people are putting syringes under the handle and it has AIDS in them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember sending those emails. I remember being pretty proud of that email when I had that idea.
If Kevin doesn't say this is like it's actually medically harmful for, if he just like stores it up for too long, like it makes the face that he's about to say something and he doesn't get to like release it, it actually is really bad for him and it hurts.
Thank you, Hayes. I just wanted to share a screen what's in my cart.
Oh, that's amazing.
Last purchased.
This is what I'm buying another
so
one.
No video, but yeah.
It's a green screen face mask and gloves so I can rob other green screens and not get caught.
Whoa.
This, wait, what's the this face mask and gloves.
There's two things in your cart, by the way.
What's in my cart?
You don't have to share, but
you do.
A full green screen head covering and gloves. It's just making me think about how... So Kevin recently released a two-part video project that was a short film, right?
Yeah.
About a podcast. Doesn't really involve our show at all, but it is on our Patreon for some reason. And I noticed people pointing out like it would have been nice to have like a best of 2022 or something.
Yeah, kind of mean-spirited too.
I guess they're just saying they're paying. They're just saying like what they want. And I'm sort of wondering if whatever this green screen mask and gloves is going towards.
I think it's going towards a best of 2022.
To be related to the
is this the best of 2022? Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're in it, babe.
I want to ask, maybe you should call this episode best of 2022 so that your fans
that's
be
great.
Mad at us.
That's a great idea.
Oh, that's really smart, Kevin.
And Alyssa
the best
said
of 22.
It.
Perfect.
Can we acknowledge the fact that I
put it in quotes? Put it in quotes.
She best said it, and she didn't even ask permission to say to do this horrible thing to our listeners. But now it's done.
Yeah.
Wait, I just want to say Kevin's got some really cool stuff in his cart. Temporary tattoo paper, like you print them.
I have vibes locked in for this year.
Yeah.
He has hair detangler spray and temporary tattoo paper, which is, that is a chronological order. He does need to use, it's body hair detangling spray in order to just kind of like create the conditions for the temporary tattoo to be applied.
Clear the path.
No one asked what's in my cart.
What's in your cart, of course.
What's in your cart, Alyssa?
I still haven't bought it, and I've been telling Mitra I told Mitra I was going to buy it, and it is a helmet type situation.
It's like a helmet pillow.
It's like a sleeping helmet, which is, I'm realizing, a joke from Three Busy Debras, where I wear a sleeping helmet, and now I'm admitting that I am intending to purchase one.
Wait, what is it?
Yeah, it's with the tooth thing. I think it's time. Whatever happened.
Mm-hmm. We need to be
and it would be the second purchase of mine that's like a comfort helmet.
Really...
Oh wow.
Wait, hold on. The image of the person using it is really scary. It's really scary.
It's good because you can scare
a really
someone.
Nice sleeping helmet.
This is the photo I'm gonna use to promote the episode.
I want a free one. Ostrich Pillow, if you want to send me a free one, I have 4,000 followers on Instagram and zero views on my stories, but I will gladly take a free Ostrich Pillow. Thank you.
So to describe the picture of someone using it, imagine if, like, remember when someone would fall asleep with their head on their desk in school? Imagine if they did that, but then their head disappeared. That's sort of what you're seeing.
It sort of looks like a gray bell pepper with space for your nose and mouth and for your arms to go in it at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can put your hands in these little pockets in what I am going to call the alien eye section of the sleeping helmet.
And I love the spinning globe GIF. Because that way it just shows how long she's asleep.
Yeah, it shows that they are completely still and that you should be concerned about whether they are alive because the rest of the world moves.
And then there's the tagline, 10 years of resting anywhere.
Yeah, it was actually and tested anywhere, by AI.
Anywhere in the image is signified by a spinning globe next to a possibly dead user of this pillow.
And is the goal to use it like at a desk the way they're using it?
I intend to use it in the bed.
It says anywhere.
Anywhere. Right, and I do like the big mouth right in the middle. Just open, whole, gorgeous.
Big old gaper.
Big ol' gaper.
Hey, you gotta breathe.
Big ol' gaper reporting for duty.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.